It's me again, talking about relationships. The one thing I learned 6 years ago when the disaster that was my relationship with my ex-fiance is that there are two things you should do when it comes to relationship. First, do your homework. And second, don't go too fast and too deep. Because if you don't do your homework and find out about everything you can about a person, and you're going to find their faults, and, you know, it's up to you to determine if those faults are worth having a relationship with. Because everyone can show you their good side. It's can you tolerate and accept their bad side? You know, maybe they fart too much. Maybe they burp too much. Maybe they don't always brush their teeth after every meal. Maybe they curse a little too much. Or maybe there's someone who has had a track record of cheating. You never know until you actually find out. You know, Googling, criminal background checks, talking to their friends, talking to past girlfriends or boyfriends or whatnot. And secondly, going too fast, too deep. I've done that myself. I'm guilty of that sin. And I will do my damnedest to make sure it doesn't happen again. When I say that, I mean I'm going to try. But if it happens again, it's on my own head. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And I fully intend not to be shamed again. But there are no guarantees in life. The sad part is that too often we get into situations where we think this is the one. And that's what I thought about 6 years ago. We seemed to hit it off really, really well. We had conversations way deep into the night. But looking back, I realized that because I was lonely and I wanted a relationship, I compromise my standards. And I don't have impossibly high standards, but I want someone who has a high school diploma, has a track record, a good track record of working, someone who is reliable. If they have kids, they're good with their kids. They love their kids. I don't mind being second behind somebody's kids. I don't have a problem with that at all. It's just when you find out they're not exactly the best mom in the world. Not that she's did anything really, 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 really illegally wrong or anything like that. But let's just say I had some problems with her child raising. And I'm not the most liberal parent in the world when it comes to child raising. But you don't go too fast, too deep, and you do your homework, because if you don't do either one, if you go too fast, too deep, and you don't do your homework, chances are very good it's going to blow up in your face. And when it does, frankly, you only have yourself to blame, because you put yourself out there in a situation where you could get hurt. And it happens. I mean, I'm not saying you should be afraid of trying a relationship, but use your head as well as your heart, and use your gut too. If your gut tells you there's something wrong here, listen to it. Find out why your gut's telling you something's wrong. Don't go entirely by your gut, but listen to it and find out why is it telling you that. Because I had doubts. And in a relationship, if you've got doubts, you better damn sure find out why you have those doubts and work on them. Because if those doubts linger and you walk down that aisle, you're going to get an ass kicking that would make Ric Flair cringe. So to wrap it up, don't go too fast, too deep in a relationship. Do your research, find out what you can about that person you're getting involved with. Because I've been burnt before, and I don't want you to be burnt. That's it for now. Bye-bye.